Saturday, November 4, 2023, 4:41 a.m. Okay, I got up at 2:40 today. Did my general's routine in the morning that I've described many times before in the earlier recordings of this. Talking, not painting. Anyway, so sitting here in front of my big panel, Man Control of the Universe. Yeah, I don't know why I keep working on it. I still haven't resolved what I'm going to do with the bottom right-hand corner. The bottom left-hand corner, that is. It might... I play with it a little bit, and then I say, eh. I play with the general idea of what's there, but I haven't added anything else as far as, what do I call these things? Little characters? Yeah, characters. Because if you look at the surface of a painting as a play, right? And, you have all these little characters running across the surface that hold their own for whatever that painting is trying to say. I guess that could be completely abstract paintings to those narrative paintings to, and then, you know, even self-portraits. If something's out of whack in a painting in general, it's going to stand out, you know, or it's not going to add to the final product. Oh, there goes my little alarm. I'm making some hard boiled eggs for the wife, so I'll be back in a minute. Okay. Well, I was sitting on my little footstool, which is kind of hard because it's a footstool. There's no padding on it. Actually, yeah, neither one of my... I got three chairs in here. Actually, four, but the fourth one isn't out. I got three chairs in here, and none of them are padded. My fourth chair is a folding chair, a camping chair, and that's tucked away in the corner. I don't need that out unless I have visitors. But I've got this... plastic patio chair, cheap patio chair, which is pretty comfortable for not being padded. Then I got my little painting stool on wheels that goes up and down, and so I can paint on my paintings comfortably if I have to sit for some reason. Okay. Yeah, maybe I... So, I had a green side on the left and a red side on the right. And I filled in the red side with yellow. So it's kind of like almost an orangey yellow. Excuse me. So let me do the same with the green and we'll make it kind of a greeny yellow. See how that works out. Oh boy, what's with that throat? I'll play with that a little, I guess. I wonder how dry that is, because I did work on that a couple of days ago. Oh yeah, that's real dry. Ooh. Yeah, that's still not too good there. I don't know if I'll have to sand that again or not. I sanded, I corrected the sphere, globe, whatever you want to call it. I got the meteor coming down on top of it, where it came to the meteor, I kind of like flattened it out. And after a while, I didn't like it, so I went ahead and made it more circular. I kind of like raised the radius, I guess, of it, of the circle. But yeah, it's still kind of on the wet side. If I sanded that, it's just going to roll up. I can still feel it sticky. Boy, what's going on with my throat? Dry. Yeah, I guess I should have to sand that again. I could fill it in with more paint now and then sand it again, see what happens. Maybe I'll do that since it's wet. See? Here's dry. That's wet. So you can feel it just dragging. Dry. Wet. Kind of wet. Still damp. Yeah. It's not really as wet as that. But it's there. Yeah, let me paint over this again and then we'll sand it. I think that's what I'll do today. No, I got so much to do on this painting. I'm looking, you know, there's a whole section in the upper left-hand corner that needs to be repainted. Another coat. The drawing is okay, I think. It's kind of blank in this. I got this red China thing. Up where Korea kind of like attaches to it, there's kind of a blank area there. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I should do something. Same with the mainland part. Maybe I can expand some of this idea a little bit more. We'll see what happens. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, I got, might as well just go ahead and paint that again and then sand it when it dries. Yesterday I worked on the tsunami of history thing part, and it's looking a little better. Maybe I'll play with that a little today too. Who knows? Anyway, let's see. So I was thinking that, you know, we have all this conflict in Israel, and everybody's getting involved now, it looks like. Even though nobody said it, I'm saying it today, that I think we're in World War III. You know, even though no atom bombs have gone off or anything like that, I think we're actually fighting World War III now. Everything's getting positioned. Doesn't look like anybody's going to back down. They're going to make their point about things. I'm not crazy about this administration conducting World War III, but what can you do, right? Let's see. You know, the more color you put down on a painting, the more the relationship with the other colors that are already there is accentuated in some way, either positively or negatively. So, I think the wife is up. I think I just heard the toilet flush. Well, I didn't hear the toilet flush. I hear water running. I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah, it just stopped. Yeah, so she must be up too. Anyway. She's awake. That doesn't mean she's going to be up anytime soon. So I've got the timer going again for my hard-boiled eggs. I cut them off the fire, just kind of sitting there. Let them sit for another 7 minutes. There we go. Another 7 minutes, and then I'll drain it out, and we'll be done with it. So let me... Let me go deal with that, and then come back and I'll do some painting, I guess. I wasn't expecting to today for some reason. See you in a bit. 5:46 a.m. Okay, so oh boy. So I painted the top of the, I'll call it the globe, where the meteor is, with another base coat, and tried to fill in some of that part I sanded in, but I think I probably have to let this dry. I think I said that, probably let it dry and sand it again and see how it looks after that, then do another base coat. So by next weekend, it should be dry enough to sand really well, easily, easily. Anyway, so I didn't like the color too much, but I kind of saved it a little, I guess. It looks like, yeah, looking at it through the light here with the light reflecting off it, I could smooth some parts out. Some more, just go over it one more time and smooth it out again, and that should help. Boy. Okay, so getting close for the dog. I should probably bring the dog in here so she don't start barking or something. Know, you get these little headaches now and then. Well, actually, I've been getting this headache for a past, not a headache, but a little funny pain on my left temple. And you went, okay, so is that like an aneurysm or something coming on in my brain or what? But it's been going on for like the past 3 or 4 days. Every now and then I'd feel it and like, oh, what was that? Maybe it is an aneurysm and I'm just ignoring it, huh? Anyway, so yeah, Dr. Rivera. I don't know. It's just one of those things you think about because you hear about this kind of stuff, you know. And anyway, so let me go and smooth that out. And not worry about World War III taking over the world. So if World War III happens, what do we have to deal with here in the U.S.? That will be, oh, that'll be one of those things where the Democrats will say, "Well, for the security of our nation, we're going to suspend elections right now, just so we can keep continuity and win this war and protect us." Yeah, okay. That's the plan. Let's suspend our democracy for the sake of saving our democracy. Yeah, that'll work. Okay. Anyway, I guess I'm really getting cynical in my old age, huh? Oh well. Yeah. So let me get back to painting here, and I'll talk to you in a bit. Okay, 5:51 a.m. I know I'm back here real fast. Went on YouTube. I've been listening to YouTube talk, and there's this one YouTube channel I follow, and it's this, I don't know what kind of woman she is, but she's not white. She's, I would say, Hispanic or Filipino or both, like me. But it's Sav Says is her channel. SAV space SAYS. And here she, on her comments, she says, "Hey dudes, I hope you're all in surviving World War III today." So I guess I'm not the only one that thinks that we're in World War III. You know, out of what, 400 million people now in the U.S., you know, there's got to be a bunch of us thinking, "Yeah, this is World War III." So anyway, getting back to it.
I've been doing too much here on YouTube, so I'm.
Okay, the dog's out there whining. My wife must be out there too. So let me go deal with the dog and I'll be back. 6:43 a.m. Okay, so the dog, the wife is up, but she didn't deal with him. Well, actually, she brought the water out and I guess probably talked to him a little bit, her a little bit. But then she went back in her room. So the dog was saying it's time to go for a walk, but no, it's not really. Her body clock doesn't know any better. Oh, that it's dark outside. Really dark. Anyway, so around 7 or so, it's, well, actually about 7:10 is when it's light enough to go for a walk, so that's when I'll be taking off. So then about another, what did I say? Yeah, about another 25 minutes or so, and 20 minutes or so. So let me finish up a little on this painting, and then I'm going to take off. Get ready and take off. That is, I got to change and stuff too. So, Talk to you a bit. 8:04 a.m. Okay, we just got back just now from our walk, and I'm gonna go outside, let the dog out back, go outside and let the chickens out and water some things that probably should get watered here pretty soon. So it was supposed to rain today, but no chance. So the rain went to the north of us, and so I better water some stuff that I got started, and I'll be back a little later. Okay, 9:02 a.m. So I'm back to start painting here, and we'll see how things work out. Getting my sounds set up. Let's see what there we go. Okay, what do we got playing here? B-52s. Oh yeah, okay. Take it easy. I'll be back. Okay, 12:56. I guess I'll stop painting. Pia the talking dog is out here with me, and she wants to do something. I don't know what you want. What do you want to do, dog? You want to eat, huh? You like eating all the time. She wants to eat. And got my neighbor out, or the neighbor's landscapers are out here. So I got a lot done today. I covered a lot of area. Redefined some stuff. Made some progress. So that's pretty much it. Let me call it quits for this post and getting a little tired here. So have a good one.